Hey y'all, happy Monday. I hope this note finds you good and well and safe and happy and all the things. This is a little bit of a different episode today. I don't even know if I would call it an episode. A couple years ago, I was in the car recording something that just popped up on my mind, and today I'm doing the same thing. So I guess this is a car talk episode, and I've been really wanting to be in conversation with y'all about just random things that I'm walking through, that I'm experiencing and going through, that isn't, you know, produced by my producer, and that's just kind of random. So something that I've been wanting to talk more about lately is the outgrowing of friendships and people, and also the grief that comes along with that. And it's been interesting over the past year to see how relationships shift, change, grow, or even dissolve. And recently I went through a friend breakup that was really, still really hard for me to even process. And to be the person who initiated the parting of ways makes me feel really shitty. But I'm also very much aware that sometimes parting ways, even when you don't necessarily want to, but you know that you need to, can be beneficial for both parties involved. And I won't go into specific detail, but what I will say is that all we can do is our part. And what I mean by that is, When there is a conflict in friendship, when there is a misunderstanding, when there are feelings hurt, the only thing we can do is try to have a conversation, try to make amends, and hope that we can move forward. Listening without reacting. And listening to respond mindfully is something that I've been working on. And I've also been working on being open to hearing people if I've, you know, hurt them, and apologizing when I have done something to hurt someone. Even if I, you know, of course it wouldn't be done intentionally. I would never intentionally hurt anyone. But there are moments in our lives when we hurt people, or when people hurt us, and we have to be able to say, hey, you know, this hurt me. Can we talk about it? And in my healing work, I'm a big believer in having conversations, because, and on the phone conversations, not over text, not over email, but on the phone, so that you can hear the other person's heart and that you can listen to understand or listen to empathize and not listen to, you know, react or not respond to a text, you know, in a way that's short or even in a way that's long-winded, because so many things can get misconstrued, right? And because of that, I accept that everyone is not on that same path. And in this particular situation with my friend breakup, I was ready to talk and my friend was not. The calls that we had scheduled, you know, were canceled. And I'm a big believer in boundaries, right? And honoring boundaries. But I do think there's a difference between having boundaries or being boundaried and being avoidant. People can't fix problems or things that they don't know about if you don't give them a chance to. And I know that from personal experience, because there have been so many times in my life where I've just gotten quiet, or I've used the silent treatment, or I've been, you know, too scared to speak up, or I've said, you know, you need to honor my boundary, when really I'm like, I don't want to have this conversation because it's uncomfortable, right? So understanding that everyone is on a different path of communication has been extremely beneficial, but also really hard. And something that I'm growing to understand is that you can't force people to hear you or see you if they don't want to. You can't force people to reevaluate if they're being boundaried or avoidant. And you can part ways with love without it being a big adverse, you know, blowout, without it being, I'm blocking you on Instagram, without it being messy and hurtful. Sometimes it's just like, oh, we're done growing together, and that's okay. Is it easy? Hell no. But that is a part of growth and what I'm learning constantly as an almost 32-year-old woman is that I am only in control of me and myself. And I can love a person deeply and respect them and want the best for them and still decide, you know, this path with you is no longer something that I'm interested in doing and walking on. And it's interesting because I know I'm not the only one who feels that. And over this past year with the pandemic and everything, it's like I've really come to notice who is with me and who is not. And I'm sure people have felt that about me, you know? Because everyone isn't for everyone always, right? And sometimes our friend groups and our relationships are temporary. And I kind of want to normalize parting ways without hard feelings. And I know that we're taught otherwise, right? It's always like, if you're not friends anymore, it's like, F you, you know, I don't mess with you anymore. But sometimes it doesn't have to be that way. Especially over things that could easily be fixed with a conversation. But both people have to want the fixing and the conversation and the uncomfortable conversation at that. Another thing that I've been really thinking about a lot and journaling through is what to do when you get ghosted. And I got ghosted recently. And I have no idea why. And it's a shitty feeling. It is crappy to not know what you did and have someone just decide, I'm okay, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And what's interesting about that is it shows the growing pains of being an adult and trying to make friends and also trying to be supportive to other people, even if it's just temporary. I I don't know how to say this, and I don't know if you guys can relate, but, like, I enjoy closure, right? I enjoy, okay, if we are no longer for each other, and in business, in friendship, let me know. Let me know what I did, or I will let you know what you did and why this isn't working. But I know a lot of people are not like that. And the reason why I know that is because I used to not be like that. I was the queen of ghosting, right? So getting a taste of my own medicine is pretty crappy. So to everyone that I've ever ghosted, I'm sorry, because it's not a good feeling. And from my personal experience with being the person who, you know, just kind of gracefully or non-gracefully or just silently rather bowed out, I know that I was going through my own stuff and I did not have the language to say how I felt. So I'm assuming the person who ghosted me does not have the language, or maybe they're just like, girl, I'm good, you know? And that too is okay. So as I look back over the pandemic, and my personal growth and the people I've grown with and grown out of, it really just reminds me to be grateful. To be grateful for the people who are for me. To be grateful for the people who show up for me and I can show up for them, even if we're not seeing eye to eye. It also has taught me so much about protecting my time, space, and energy. Not being closed off, but protecting it, savoring it, keeping it sacred, and really getting to know people before jumping into friendship and business dealings and everything else in between. So I don't know who needs to hear this. This is just a random car talk. But if you're walking through anything similar, if you're walking through a challenging relationship, if you're walking through, you know, being ghosted and not knowing why and questioning, like, oh my God, what did I do? All you can do is focus on who you are and what you are doing today. That is how you take your power back. That is how you stand in your power. Staying true to yourself, especially if you know you've done nothing wrong, especially if you trust that you were in a healthy interaction with whomever, friend or acquaintance. This adulting life and making friends and doing business with and collaborating and just, it's not always easy. And I want folks to understand that, you know, it's not necessarily supposed to be easy all the time, but it isn't supposed to be hard. I'm a big believer in ease. In emotional ease and in emotional rest and being in relationships and being in, you're gonna hear some folks because I'm in my car, but being in relationships and being in collaboration with people who feel good for me and who feel easy to be with and be a part of And I want people to feel the same way about me. And if they don't, you know, that's okay. I'm not for everybody, and everybody is not for me. And I think that the older I get, the more I realize that, truly realize that. And that doesn't mean it's negative. It doesn't mean, you know, they hate me or I hate them. It just means we're different. We're different. But this little card check-in, card talk, is an invitation to just reflect on the relationships that bring you ease, to reflect on maybe where you need to adjust, to reflect on who you are, what you do, and how you do it, and how you're moving through the world. Good and challenging, because we all have challenging things about us, right? We all have made mistakes. We all are flawed. But the beauty in growth is realizing and understanding those things. So, shout out to all the folks navigating relationships as adults. Shout out to all the folks who are interested in cultivating healthy relationships with other people. And shout out to folks who know when it's time to let go and move on with love. Take good care, y'all, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.